How many of us can say that at one time or another that they thought that they forgave someone, only to later on feel the hurt, anger, or even the resentment come back to them unexpectedly? In our gospel today, we have Peter going up to Jesus, asking him about forgiveness, wondering, how many times should I forgive a member of the congregation if he sins against me? And Peter throws out the number 7. And of course, Jesus tells him, not 7, but 77 times. Because Jesus understands us, realizing that there are times in our lives when something happens, when somebody harms us, we feel slighted, possibly somebody's taken advantage of us or let us down, that we forgive them, and it keeps coming back. And the idea is that we keep forgiving them, not until that person changes, but something within us changes. We keep forgiving those who may have harmed us or those who let us down. Until we become whole. To illustrate this importance of forgiveness, Jesus, of course, puts it into a parable in which we often refer to as the wicked slave or the wicked servant. And in this parable, you have the master, who, of course, represents God, who, when he confronts a slave who owes him 10,000 talents. A talent is about a year's worth of wages. So basically, this person owed him something like close to 10,000 years worth of debt. An unlikely amount of money for a slave to ever pay back. I mean, what's the likelihood of any of us paying back 10,000 years of debt? And when the slave asks for mercy, we're told that the master is moved by it and feels compassion and not only gives the and instead of giving the servant more time, forgives the debt. No one would think that the servant would feel not only joy, but so humbled by this graciousness that the slave himself would take on a heart of forgiveness. But as we see just moments later, when he finds another servant who owes him 100 denarii, a denarii is about a day's wages, so basically owed him a little over 3 months' wages. When he runs into this other servant and demands his money, he forgets the grace, the mercy, the forgiveness that he has just received for thousands and thousands more debt. And we're told that he has his fellow slave thrown into jail until he can pay it back. And of course, when word gets back to the master, you have the master becoming angry. And you think about all those times in which we have been so freely given forgiveness. Every time we received mercy, every time we've received grace and have not shared it with another person, we put ourselves outside of our relationship with God. We forget that we, like that servant, the first servant, can never pay back our true debt to God. That it's only through God's mercy, only through grace, that we are forgiven, that we receive our salvation. Now, my brothers and sisters, I encourage you to consider the wonders of grace. To live into that spirit of love and forgiveness. To think about those people who have harmed you, who have hurt your feelings, and to become willing to forgive them and to keep forgiving them until something within yourself changes. Realizing that the other person may or may never pay back in kind, but realizing that you yourself will receive true freedom.